Good to see all of our children here. Come on down. Welcome, everyone. Lots of youth here this morning. Great to see all of you. So I want to ask a couple questions right off the bat here. Be careful how you answer this question. Hi, Adeline. First question is, who is the smartest person that you know? Who's the smartest person that you know? Maybe in your family or, you know, at school, that sort of thing. You think of someone? I was going to say Obi-Wan Kenobi. Does anyone know? Anyone know who Obi-Wan Kenobi is? Is he pretty smart? I think he's kind of smart, isn't he? Okay, how about this question? If you can't think of an answer for that one, how about this one? Who is the wisest person that you know? Yep. Your mom? Good answer. Anyone else? The wisest person you've ever known. All right. Well, what's the difference between being smart and wise? We're going to hear about that in my message here this morning from Proverbs. Because Proverbs, it's going to teach us to be wise people. I want you to think about what the difference is between being smart and wise. A smart person is someone who knows a lot of facts and information. Have you ever heard someone, they're like reading, when you talk to them, it's like they're reading an encyclopedia. They just know every fact and figure. Do you know anyone like that, kind of? Yeah, a little bit, yeah? You know what I'm talking about? Alex Trebek, Carol says. Smart people are really good at Jeopardy. You know, they get the double Jeopardy question, always right. Like my wife, she always beats me. It drives me crazy. Well, wise people are a little different. Wise people make good decisions. Okay, think about that. Smart people know facts and information. Wise people make good choices. So let's think about this. How would a wise and a smart person think about this? Eating their vegetables. Okay, eating their vegetables. A smart person knows all the information about broccoli. They know how good it is for them, and they know everything that it does that makes them feel better, but they don't necessarily eat it. A wise person, what does a wise person do with their vegetables? What do you think? Eats them. They make a good choice. Nice, Jackson. All right, how about this one? Sharing with your brothers and sisters. A smart person knows that you're shaking your head, no. A smart person knows that they should share, right? But what does a wise person do? What do you think they do? They share. Very good. Good answer. All right. You know what I found to be the case with me is I'm smart. I know that that big piece of cake that's sitting on that plate, I know that it's going to make me not feel so well, but I still eat it. I'm not wise in the choices that I make, all right? So what we want to think about is God's Word. Is God's Word about just finding out the right answers and having information and facts that we can share during the children's message? Is that what it's about? No. Not just for information. God's Word is so that we're wise and we make good choices. We want you to make good choices here at Peace. Not so that we look good, but so that we can give the glory to God. All right, so how are you going to do this afternoon when the broccoli is placed on your plate? Is everyone going to eat it? Everybody? Good answer, Kaya. Good answer. All right. Thanks for coming up this morning. Thanks for being wise.